the teaching team at Elevation Church Australia. For more information about our church, service times and locations, visit elevationchurch.com.au.
Today is Baptism Sunday, and I got to say, if you're new here, you are so welcome. I'm the pastor here. My name's Az. My wife's down the front here. We'd love to meet you after if we get a chance. Today is an exciting day, and I think today is a testimony of what God is doing in this place. Over the last few weeks, we've actually been looking at the book of Acts. We've been unpacking the word of God and looking at how the early church responded to the gospel, the good news that Jesus came on a rescue mission, died for you and I, so we don't have to be fearful of death. We can have eternal life and we can be set free for good, right? And one of the things that we find time and time again in the book of Acts is that moment where people say, okay, I want to follow Jesus. What do I need to do? And they start to follow Jesus. Then they also get baptized, all right? And today I actually want to read a passage of scripture. We're going to continue in the book of Acts. And then I'm going to explain a bit more about this baptism thing and we're going to get some people dunked. Sound good? Acts 11:1 is where we're going to start off today. Last week, we actually looked at the moment where this God, this Jesus, is revealed to the Gentiles. Now, if you didn't know, in the eyes of the Bible, you're a Gentile, okay? Unless you are Jewish, okay? But most of us are Gentiles. For a very long time, it was believed that God only loved the Jewish nation. They were the chosen ones. But the good news of Jesus became available to everyone. And last week, we looked at that. And it goes on that these apostles that had this moment revealed says this, soon the news reached the apostles and the other brothers in Judea that Gentiles were also being converted. But when Peter arrived back in Jerusalem, the Jewish believers argued with him. You fellowshipped with Gentiles and even ate with them, they accused. This was a big deal. Then Peter told the whole story. He talks about one day in Joppa, he says, while I was praying, I saw a vision, a huge sheet let down by its four corners from the sky. Inside the sheet were all sorts of animals, reptiles, birds, which we normally don't eat. And I heard a voice say, kill and eat whatever you wish. Never, Lord, I replied, for I have never eaten anything forbidden by your Jewish laws. But the voice came again and said, don't say it isn't right when God declares it is. This happened three times before the sheet and all it contained disappeared into heaven. Just then, three men who had come to take me with them to Caesarea arrived at my house where I was staying. The Holy Spirit told me to go with them and not to worry about their being Gentiles. These six brothers here accompanied me, and we soon arrived at the home of the man who had sent the messengers. He told us how an angel had appeared to him and told him to send messengers to Joppa to find Simon Peter. He will tell you and all your household how you can be saved, the angel told him. Well, I began telling them the good news about Jesus, but just as I was getting started with my sermon, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as he fell on us at the beginning. Then I thought of the Lord's words when he said, yes, John baptized with water, but you should be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And since it was God who gave these Gentiles the same gift he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus, who was I to argue? When the others heard this, all their objections were answered and they began praising God. Yes, they said. God has given to the Gentiles too the privilege of turning to him and receiving eternal life. It's a really amazing moment in the Bible where we get included. We get invited in. No longer is it an exclusive club, but it's for anyone who wants to believe in Jesus. Today, if you're here to witness a friend or a family member get baptized, understand it's actually this passage of scripture that highlights it doesn't matter what story each and every person that gets in the waters of baptism has. It doesn't matter what your background is. Doesn't matter what your social status is. Doesn't matter about your financial situation, the color of your skin. It doesn't matter. If you believe in Jesus and you choose to say, I want to follow you and get baptized, you will be saved. You can have eternal life. You don't have to be fearful of death. Maybe some of you here in this room are. Maybe you're fearful of your death. You don't need to be fearful of death. You can have a peace each and every day that you can be an eternal being with God. That is a powerful thing. In a world that is riddled with fear, you don't have to be fearful of death anymore. You don't. You don't have to live with shame and guilt. You can be set free of it today. Baptism Sunday today isn't actually all about watching on either. I want to say, if you want to get baptized today, I'm opening it up. I'm opening it up. If you want to be baptized today, you've walked in here today, you want to be baptized today, we will baptize you. Now you might think, well, what about all the rules and the regulations? Isn't there a course? We looked at this moment where the Ethiopian eunuch was on his way back to Egypt and in a moment he hears about the good news that Jesus died for him and loved him And he literally stops his chariot and says, what can I do to be saved? He prays, God, forgive me. Then he says, what can I do to get baptized? Is there any reason I can't get baptized? And in a moment, he gets baptized. This good news is for you. If you want to get baptized today, you can jump in the tank, okay? I want to set that up for today. We are not in the business of trying to make hoops to jump through. We just want you to receive Jesus because Jesus will change your life. People who talk about baptism with me, they go, what is it like? Well, I like to think of it like this. Anyone have been on a long flight? I remember getting on a long flight a few years ago. Beck had gone over to Atlanta in the States and she was a bridesmaid for one of her friend's weddings. And I had to fly over by myself, which in itself was a bad idea because I'm not a detail person. And Beck's like, now remember, you've got to go to this terminal. I'm like, yeah, babe, no worries. At one stage, actually in LA, somehow I went the wrong way and went through all of the security without having going through security. I landed up at the gate, didn't get anything scanned. I could have been a terrorist, right? Like I could have been. True story. The people I've got my bag, nothing got checked in. They said, how did you get here, sir? I said, I don't know. True story. I'm calling Beck in Atlanta. I've got my bag. It's not checked in. They don't know how I've got in. And I said, I just went through a door and here I am. So this trip was an interesting one for me. I was quite fresh when I got on the plane, okay? And it was a long flight. You got to go to LA first and then you got to have a flight in LA. And I think the first flight's about 14 hours. And after the 14 hours, you know when you get off a flight after 14 hours of breathing in other people's breath? You feel kind of grubby. You feel dirty. You know you've sweated. It's disgusting. And for you that let off gas on a plane, I am sorry. I remember on one flight with Beck, there was a guy around us. I don't know who it was, but they kept on departing. And I had to get up and I actually stood up and I said, excuse me. Whoever that is, can you please go to the toilet? Beck was mortified, but I'm like, I can't do a long trip with this person. I think it was after the lights went off that person disappeared. But you know what it's like on a long flight? You get off the flight, you feel grubby, you feel dirty. And I remember getting off at LA and then I had to go through the terminal. I had to walk a long way and get on another flight. There was no chance for a shower. And I got on another plane, then we flew for another 8 hours or so. And I arrived and I remember the whole time going, I can't wait just to have a shower. I feel filthy. And we get there and Beck picks me up with her friend. She goes, I'm thinking we're going straight home. I'm going to have a shower. She goes, we're off to Chick-fil-A. Now, I've been hanging out for Chick-fil-A for a long time in my life. And I was excited about these chicken burgers, but deep down, I'm like, I just want a shower, right? And I remember eating this food going, come on. And then it was a long time before we got back. And then I got home to this place, that place of destination. I went straight to the shower and I stood there and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel clean again. Oh, I just feel clean. You know that feeling? Well, all of us are sinners. And in our life, we kind of go through life. We actually don't do a whole lot. We might just feel like we're sitting in a plane, but every day we get a little bit dirtier. Feel a bit grubbier. You know, sins in our life, we're broken. We're all broken messes. And people go, well, I'm a good person. I don't need God. But as life goes on, every day there's a little lie here, a little, maybe you stole something, maybe you treated someone badly, maybe you flicked someone the bird on the highway in Christmas season, right? You know, you have these moments where you start to sin a little, but it weighs you down. And without even knowing it, you stink and you're covered in sin. And you actually need a shower. You need to be washed clean. And that's what baptism is. It's a moment where you identify that you are a mess, you're a grubby mess, and you need to start following Jesus. You leave all that behind, and you get in the waters of baptism, and when you come out, God makes you clean. He gives you a fresh start. All of that past is gone. You have decided to follow Jesus. And for so many today, there's been people who have decided they're going to step into the waters of baptism because they're declaring in this moment, I'm drawing a line in the sand. I'm leaving my past behind. I'm leaving all the mess behind. I'm broken. I identify that, but I'm going to be obedient to what Jesus said. He said, believe in me none shall perish. If you believe in me, you'll have eternal life. But follow me and also get baptized. Get baptized. And that's what these people are doing here today. They're dying to their past. They're leaving it behind. They're starting a new life today. You might have heard of the term born again Christians. This is a new birth. Dying to your old self, a new slate, a new beginning. Maybe that's you here today going, I need that. As I need that. I feel weighed down by my brokenness. I need to be clean. I need a fresh start with Jesus. I want to follow him. I want what's available. If you want to get baptized, today is for you. Get in the pool. Get in the pool. Over the last few weeks, we looked at this moment where Jesus explained why this was so important. He talked to the religious leader Nicodemus in John 3, 1-8. It says there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God, that's eternal life, unless they are born of water over here and spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Today, we're believing that God will not just move in the waters of baptism on the lives of those that choose to follow him, but his Spirit will be imparted as well. A person that separated their life with Jesus, can I tell you this? When you decide to follow Jesus, the Spirit of God is now within you, and the Spirit of God will stir you to do things you never thought you would. It's the Spirit of God that will call a couple from the Gold Coast living the dream to move to the Redlands to pastor a church. It's the Spirit of God. You know the Spirit is calling. And from this day forward, I'm believing and praying for each person, each young person, each old person that's getting baptized, that God is going to start calling you to go where he calls. The Spirit of God is going to be upon you and he's going to move within you. Understand that Jesus himself got baptized. He understood the importance of it before he did any of his ministry. Matthew 3, 13-17, it says, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. Do you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my son whom I love and whom I'm well pleased. Jesus himself had a new birth moment. He had a refreshing moment. He had a moment where he entered into his ministry life, where the Spirit started to work and work with him like never before. Jesus himself got baptized. But actually what I love about Jesus' baptism, God the Father, before Jesus did any ministry, but did any kind of work, God the Father declared, this is my son who I love and who I'm well pleased. As I've been praying about this week for everyone who gets baptized, I believe that God wants to say to each and every one of you who's getting baptized today, before you do anything for God, he says to you, this is my son or daughter whom I'm well pleased. He's pleased with you because you're obedient. You're obedient to his word. You said, you know what? Get baptized. Okay, I'm being obedient, God. I trust you to step out in faith. Obedience is so incredibly powerful. Throughout the book of Acts, over the last couple of months, as we've discussed it, there were so many times where the apostles would declare the truth of who Jesus was. And in Acts 2:36 to 39, a powerful moment, it says, when the people heard about Jesus, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent. In other words, say sorry to God. God, I am sorry for the mess I've made in my life. And be baptized, every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. On that day, 3,000 people got baptized. Today, we've got about 20. But I'll tell you what, I'm excited. And right now, what I want to do is I want to get all those who are getting baptized to come down the front here. If we can get them up on the stage, that'd be amazing. I'm going to call them up. Some of the names: Ella, Tanya, Maya, Grant, Sophie, Kyle, Adam, Marioni, Tanya, Tracy, Andrew, and Lakin. Come down here, guys. Come down here. Everyone, come down, come down. Come across a bit. Guys, you've all decided to follow Jesus, yes? You love Jesus? You believe he died on the cross for you? You believe he rose again? Well, I'm going to pray right now for you guys, and then we're going to pray after, but we're going to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, okay? Let's all reach our hands out to these guys. God, I thank you so much for the obedience here on this stage. God, I thank you that all of these individuals have come to a revelation of who you are, Jesus, and they've decided they want to follow you. They want to be obedient to your call. Holy Spirit, may your spirit be within them after this moment of baptism. May you guide them and lead them which way to go. May your Holy Spirit be upon them. May your peace be upon them. May all the goodness you have for them flow. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. We believe this message will inspire you into greater intimacy with Jesus, relationship with others, and influence in your world. If you would like to know more about us, you can visit us online at www.elevationchurch.com.au or alternatively, pop into our Redlands location.